If you're a victim of an internet scam, you're opening yourself up to a couple of types of losses. Scammers can take your money. They can also take your personal and financial information.
Did they say, well, we're going to ship something to your bank. We need to refund your money, so we need your banking information.
Charles Pavlidis at the FBI says your computer can also be at risk.
If they send you an email with an attachment to it and you don't try and scan it for viruses,
you could be opening yourself up to picking up a piece of malware.
Maybe a keylog or something that will record other important information that you didn't even give directly to them. Now they'll get it from your computer through your keyboard as you type. Now they're getting a method to get into your other accounts.
Consumers can protect themselves. Check your computer.
If you used a credit card or a bank account, make sure you get out there and you call that bank. You call the credit card company. Protect whatever information you gave out.
And always report scams. IC3.gov and FBI.gov have more information. I'm Denise Ballou of the Bureau, and that's what's happening at the FBI this week.